Morocco, week 9, Friday. And now, episode 45 of Moon Over Morocco.
Whoever pats scorpions with the hand of compassion gets stung.
The queen is very busy in her tower. She has found Flossie and her men and rained down great sizzling bolts of lightning. Next, she found El Kaba and sizzled his seat. Then Sunny returned, and the queen grabbed the golden eye she'd heisted from Jack. It continues.
How long you think the flaming circles that you draw protect us from Azora's magic?
It beats me, Abu. You got a match?
Oh, you no use the magic fire to light the cigar?
Nah, magic fire's just not the same as real fire, you know? Hey, anybody got a match? Thanks, fellas.
Welcome.
You know, something's fishy. Queenie Zora must have her attention on something else. She's not laying it on like before. I will read the sands.
Ah, sands.
El Kaba is caught.
What has happened?
Queenie's got him trapped in the Valley of Circles.
We must help. She destroy him quick.
We can't get to him in time, but maybe we can get to the queen. Come on, man, to the palace of El Hassan Bizzell.
El Hassan Bizzell!
So we sing as we are riding home. It's the time you'd best be hiding low. It means the rifts are abroad. Oh, before you've bitten the sword.
Oh,
that's the sound that comes to warn you so. In the night or early morn, you know. If you're the red shadow's foe, the rifts will strike with a blow that rings you
woe.
I won't let go. Won't let go. Ouch! I haven't gone through all this burning sand and scorching sun and muck and mire just to... Ow! Just to let go just as I'm about to understand the meaning of these circles. Even if it kills... Ow! Even if it kills me.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
You're killing Jack.
I break El Kabah slowly. Break his bone one by one.
But he's not El Kaba, he's Jack Flanders.
He is El Kaba.
He's not. I tell you, Aunt, what are you doing with that eye?
The fool never knew what power he carried with him. Now you may watch as I turn the power of the pyramid's apex upon what is left of your friend.
He's not trying to hurt you.
No, not now, no. El Kaba hurt no one but himself.
What are you doing? I am being killed.
Good grief, it's Jack.
You must stop what you are doing.
So,
You know Hassan Bezel.
I don't know what you call him, but that's Jack.
So, my lord, the traitor. I take your eye.
No.
Now, both eyes are mine.
Please, please stop. I'm dying.
It is a saying, my lord. When you have put your head into the mortar, it is useless to dread the sound of the pestle.
Oh.
Well, Jack got himself in a good one.
What did he step into this time?
He found a valley full of stone circles, and he's finding the answer to them.
Well, he's getting what he wanted.
Yeah, but that answer's doing him in.
Why's that?
Well, I think, and this is the nutshell version, boss, it's got to do with using the mind, little M, trying to understand mind, big M, and that's a losing battle.
I am almost killed, but not quite. Why was it necessary to build all of these circles? To build Stonehenge? Is it possible that they could draw this energy into themselves? A voice. So faint. The legends about the druids. Their power of flight. I can see how they flew upon these currents. So this is the dragon current they could fly upon.
It's no use.
It is his intellect. Ah.
Yeah, I'm afraid he'll never let go of that. You know, I think something's happening up there in Queenie's tower. Come on, man. Shh. Quietly.
Quietly!
Over the ground, there comes a sound. It is the drum, drum, drum of hoofbeats in the sand. Quiver with fear if you are near. It is the thunder of the
quietly.
If only I could just stand up. I think I could fly. But no.
No. Watch. The final disintegration.
Just a little jolt might get me on my feet. Oh. Oh, what the hell. I may as well just let it go. Yeah!
What is this?
Who is that?
Are you me?
My God, there's two Jacks.
So...
El Kaba is... myself.
I don't know. It seems Hassan Bezel is also Jack Flanders.
Three of us.
No. I think just two.
Soon, there will be... zero.
Stop, O vile, mean queen. Woe to thee, pestilent crone.
Ha, the sky rains midgets.
I'm little Flossik, child of magic. And this is my band of fierce warriors.
Fierce warriors!
They will be a band of fierce toadstools in a minute.
Fierce!
Ah, man. Don't worry about Queenie.
Queenie!
Don't call me Queenie. As for you, you little insect, give me that cigar.
You broke my cigar!
That's only the beginning of what I'm going to break.
Damn it! That was a good cigar!
It doesn't matter anymore, my child.
Ouch! You singed my pigtails!
She's still there.
Those were good pigtails!
Oh! Why, you little imp. Take this!
Eek!
Ladies, please.
Shut up!
Have a nip of this, Queenie.
Ouch!
Hey, maybe
I'll
we can...
I'll finish with you later. Now, you little pigtailed runt, try this! Stop!
Stop! Leaping lizards! An infreet!
Please, no more! Get out of my way, demon! I am not a demon!
Ladies, after all...
God, it's Lila!
The little one calls for demons, eh? Try this!
Oh! Home! Ceasefire.
Who are you?
The storyteller, Mustafa.
Mustafa!
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 Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time Monday when you'll hear...
Place one eye in the palm of each of my hands. Now, El Kabar?
Yeah?
Stand.
There.
And Hassan, Bazel?
Yes?
Stand there. Now I take the two eyes, bring together my palms, and the appearance of two becomes one.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.